This is Radio Nepal. I am Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi arriving on a three-day official visit to Nepal today. Minister for Water Supply Umakanta Chowdhury claims local elections will be held on time. Light rainfall predicted in some places of the country today, and North Korea claims successful launch of monster missile Hwasong-17. Now, the news in detail. The Chinese State Councillor and Foreign Minister Wang Yi is arriving on a three-day official visit to Nepal today at the invitation of the Foreign Minister of Nepal, Dr. Narayan Khadka. The Chinese Foreign Minister will be holding separate meetings with the President, the Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister of Nepal during his stay. Minister Wang will also be meeting the top leaders of the major political parties. Foreign Minister Wang is the highest Chinese official to visit Nepal after Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba assumed office in July last year. This visit is also significant as it has also been taken as a follow-up visit of the Chinese President Xi Jinping 3 years back. Meanwhile, foreign relations experts have stressed using this visit to further consolidate the bilateral relations between Nepal and China. Minister for Water Supply Umakanta Chowdhury has said that local elections will be held on time. Addressing the 19th General Assembly of Birtamud Small Urban Drinking Water and Sanitation Consumers Association and the inauguration ceremony of the newly constructed administrative building at Birtamud in Japa today, Minister Chowdhury urged not to worry, as the government is committed to holding the local level elections on April 30th. On the occasion, Minister Chowdhury congratulated Birtamud Drinking Water for being the best in the country and expressed the commitment of the government to assist in the expansion of the Birtamud Drinking Water pipeline and construction of deep boring. The newly constructed administrative building of the organization has been constructed for Rs. 15 million. The meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Working Committee is being held at the party's central office in Sanipa shortly. The meeting will focus on local level elections. The meeting will also discuss the alliance, criteria of candidates and preliminary review. The door-to-door campaign started by Nepali Congress on March 13th is coming to an end on April 12th. The meeting will also include a preliminary review of the door-to-door campaign so far. The Karnali Provincial Hospital, Surkhit, will be launching a kidney transplant service within this current fiscal year. The Human Organ Transplant Center, Sahid Dharmabhakta Hospital, and Province Hospital signed a memorandum to this regard in Karnali yesterday. Center Executive Director Dr. Pukar Chandra Shrestha and Province Hospital Director Dr. Dambar Khadka signed the agreement on behalf of their respective sites. The centre, functioning under the Ministry of Health and Population, has agreed to expand dialysis services in health facilities under the provincial hospital as well. The Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, ACORAB, Nepal, has asked the government to bring a separate act to oversee the community radio as per the provision of National Mass Communications Policy 2016. The demand was made announcing its declaration after the completion of the two-day national conference of the ACORAB organized in Nepalganj. The ACORAB has also asked the provincial, local and federal governments to bring in the new policy for the capacity building of the community radio stations and journalists working there, as well as the sustainability of the community radio. Similarly, according to the chairman of ACORAB, Arjun Giri, they have demanded the implementation of a proportional advertisement policy by ending discrimination between the electronic and print media on the advertisement distribution. A meeting of the Madhya Province Assembly is taking place shortly. According to Province Assembly Secretariat, the Madhya Province government is scheduled to submit a replacement bill on Agriculture University and Technical Education University. Secretary of Province Assembly Ranjit Kumar Yadav said the discussions are also likely on a resolution motion regarding the implementation of the Province Police Act tabled by the province government in the previous meeting of the Province Assembly. The Province Assembly meeting summoned for February 13th was postponed from the Province Assembly Secretariat 4 times, citing special reasons. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and there is a possibility of light rain coupled with thunder and lightning in some places today due to the impact of the westerly low pressure system. Meteorological Forecasting Division shared that thunderstorms, lightning and light rain are expected in hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Sudur Pashchim Province. The weather will be generally clear in the remaining parts of the country. There is a possibility of light rain and with thunder and lightning in couple of places in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudur Pashchim Province. The sky in these places will remain partly to generally cloudy. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today is 14 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 29.2 degrees Celsius. Currently, the Western Low Pressure System has a general effect in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Europe was a little too late to stop Russia's invasion by not sanctioning Moscow and blocking the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline earlier. In a late-night video address to the European Union Council in Brussels, he also pleads for his country's entry into the European Union. During his speech, Zelensky also went through a detailed roll call of European Council members, noting their level of support or lack of it for the Ukraine. So far, he praised many countries for standing with Ukraine, including Poland, Estonia, the Czech Republic, and Italy. In recent weeks, Zelensky has made many speeches to parliaments around the world, and he has not been afraid to side the West for what he sees as its failure to deliver enough support. North Korea has announced that it successfully launched its largest intercontinental ballistic missile, ICBM, in a test yesterday. The Hwasong-17 was first unveiled in 2020 at a parade where its colossal size surprised even seasoned analysts. Yesterday's launch marked the first time the country tested an ICBM since 2017. ICBMs are long-range missiles capable of reaching the United States. North Korea is banned from testing them and has been heavily sanctioned for doing so before. State media said leader Kim Jong-un directly guided yesterday's test and the weapon was key to deterring nuclear war. Officials have confirmed Australia's Great Barrier Reef is being devastated by another mass bleaching event. It is the fourth time in 6 years that such severe and widespread damage caused by warm sea waters has been detected. Only two other mass bleaching events have ever been recorded. Scientists say urgent action on climate change is needed if the world's largest reef system is to survive. There are particular concerns that this bleaching event has occurred in the same year as a La Nina weather phenomenon. Typically in Australia, a La Nina brings cool temperatures. Scientists are now fearful of the damage that could be caused by the next El Nino. The declaration was made by the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority, which has been conducting aerial surveys. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi arriving on 3-day official visit to Nepal today. Minister for Water Supply Umakanta Chowdhury claims local elections will be held on time. Light rainfall predicted in some places of the country today, and North Korea claims successful launch of monster missile, Hwasong-17. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np, for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.